Right after the Second World War, townspeople in Atkins, Arkansas, raised $17,000 and managed to convince a pickle company to build a plant in their town. And since then, the farmers around Atkins have been raising cucumbers. The workers of Atkins have been turning them into pickles until now, or actually the 1st of May, when the parent company, Dean Specialty Foods, will relocate the plant. Atkins pickles are to be made elsewhere. Robert Stobaugh is an Atkins farmer. He owns several acres of land, less than a mile from the plant.
Being that close to the plant was a real big plus. The plant guys back in the 80s when we were growing them, they just loved it because they were so fresh, you know, coming right off the farm. They didn't have any transportation problems or anything like that that they had to deal with, and it just made a lot easier product for them to work with.
Yeah. Do you understand why the pickle plant is going to shut down?
Well, not exactly. I was gone over the weekend, so I don't really have the whole story other than what I got on the news last night.
Dean Foods has said, I'm quoting here, capacity rationalization has resulted in consolidation of production, which is necessary in order to achieve the efficiencies needed to remain competitive in the market.
I see. I guess that's downsizing, is that what you call that?
What kind of impact is it going to have on this town? This is not a very big town. You have less than 3,000 people, and the plant has been employing up to 175 workers.
Well, anytime here in Central Arkansas right now, anytime we lose jobs, it's detrimental. But it's, it was Atkins' largest employer. So anytime you lose your largest, no matter what size that is, it's going to have some rippling effects that they're going to be long-lasting. I hope that the community can pull together and find something to bring in there to replace those jobs and keep their people right where they are.
If you drive through town, can you tell right away that $50 million worth of pickles come out of there every year?
You know, in the summertime, when it's good and hot and humid and like it is here in Arkansas, you could always tell when you got close to Atkins because you could smell the pickle plant. As a kid, you know, when we leave home, we'd live about 6 miles from that plant. Driving by there, you know, we always talked about, you know, can you smell the pickles yet? Are we got the Atkins yet? And, you know, that's something that's going to be missed by the locals for sure.
On the calendar there in the kitchen of your farmhouse, I'll bet you have May 17 and May 18 marked as pickle festival time.
Yeah, that thing has really been a lot of fun. Just to give you an opportunity to get out and visit with folks. And May is a good time of the year. You know, temperature-wise, it's really nice to be outside, and you get to see a lot of local entertainment and eat a lot of good food. And you know, it's just a great time, good time had by all.
You're going to have the Pickle Fest without a pickle plant?
They are this year, and it's my hope for whatever I can do as far as encourage them to continue to have it. I would like to do that because, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with anything except getting together with family and friends and your neighbors and, you know, having a good time.
Mr. Stobaugh, thank you for talking with us.
Okay, thank you.
Robert Stobaugh, we reached him at his farm in Atkins, Arkansas. The Atkins pickle plant is set to close by the 1st of May.